Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So, why is it so hard for Americans, doctors, lay people, it doesn't really matter. Why is it so hard for us to understand this concept that if you're putting in junk, you're going to get out junk? What do I mean by that? I mean, let's just look at your car. If you put in bad gas, right, if you put in real low-grade gas with a lot of particulates and whatever, you know, if you're putting in bad stuff into your car, you can't expect your car to run well. And the same thing's for your body. So why is it, why do we scratch our heads when we see so many of these age-related disorders that we're dealing with today really becoming epidemic, right? Now, how many times have I talked about this on Healthy Talk? A lot, because, and we need to. Diabetes, other forms of metabolic disorders, overweight, obesity, heart disease, brain disorders, nerve disorders. I mean, we're seeing an epidemic in these types of diseases. And we scratch our head, oh, what's going on? Why is this? Is it really that hard to figure out? We are sick because our food is sick. And we're not putting in the good stuff. You know, we're feeding, let's just look at our food chain. And when I talk about the food chain, I'm talking about livestock. I'm talking about produce that eventually makes it to your dinner table. That's what I mean by food chain. Our food chain in this country is sick. We feed our chickens, livestock, and farmed fish GMO grains and inject them with hormones and antibiotics. And we don't expect that to have any effect on us when we consume them. We're eating prepackaged foods loaded with sugar, salts, and artificial ingredients, colors, and flavorings, and we don't think that that's going to affect us in any way. What kind of effect is this having overall on our health? Well, I know the answer to that question. Devastating. Just look at the rise in things like diabetes, metabolic disorders. As I just went through that whole list, heart disease still remains our number one killer. Even though we got apparently these great drugs to treat things, we still have heart disease. We have to look at what we're doing to our produce, our livestock, and then introducing that into our bodies. It's really not that much of a mystery to me. Our food chain is sick, and we're feeding that to ourselves, our family, our friends, and we scratch our head. I wonder why things are so bad in this country. Let's talk a little bit first about real food versus processed food, okay? And a lot of other hosts on Radio MD talk about this, and I'm glad we do, and we need to continue to talk about this because the message is still not resonating enough, I think, with the average American. Real versus processed food. And here's how you tell the difference. It's very simple. Walk into your grocery store, right? And when you first come in, just continue right down the middle aisles. That's fake food. The middle aisles, and by the way, the grocery stores are really good at funneling you down those aisles. That's where the cheapest food that they can charge a lot for is at. They make a lot of money off the boxes and the prepackaged stuff and the cans. They do because they can sit on the shelves for how long. So they have a huge inventory of these things. They want to get rid of that inventory, right? So they funnel you down those middle aisles. Middle aisles in most, I have to throw that in there, in most grocery stores, that's the fake food, the processed food. The real stuff's on the ends. Right? On the ends, the outside, you have the fruits and the vegetables. You have hopefully some good fermented cheeses that are made with whole milks. I mean, there's the outside part is where we need to be doing our shopping. When you're going around with your basket, 80% of that basket should be filled with food from the outside aisles, not the inside. 20% from the inside. Why 80-20? I don't know. I'm trying to give you a break. I'd rather be 100% on the outside, but that's too hard. I get it. All right, 80-20. There it is. Real versus processed food. What about organic versus natural real quick? Don't be bought by some of these fancy words that marketers use. Unfortunately, organic and naturally doesn't mean that much anymore today. Organic refers to the growing or raising of livestock, where you don't add anything unnatural to it. Natural simply means you don't add anything to the processing of that food. So something can be organic, but not natural. You can raise livestock without hormones and antibiotics, yet to preserve the meat, you inject it with nitrates. That's not natural, and that's not good. If you really want fresh, real food, it needs to say both organic and natural on the packaging, not just one or the other. Let's talk then about some of the things that we're adding into our foods that really is making us sick. It's making the food sick. It's making us sick. Now, this first one, I'm really happy to say that we finally get it. I think most food manufacturers are avoiding this finally, and that's the trans fats. There's no level of healthy trans fat. There just isn't. Trans fats came about because we thought that if we could make fake butter, get less saturated fat in our system, that would cure heart disease. Of course, heart disease has just gotten worse with the introduction of trans fats. That's because when humans try to mess with what nature does, we usually make it worse. So just come on. Don't eat food that some chemist has made up in their lab. That's what trans fats are. So the good news is there's less and less of that we're finding in our food sources. How about the preservatives? There's two preservatives. I want you to write these down, and you are to never, ever, ever, never, ever eat these in any way, shape, or form. One is called BHA. Just write that down. Don't worry about the full chemical name, because usually they just put on the label as BHA. Avoid that preservative at all cost. BHA is toxic to nerves. In particular, BHA disrupts how one nerve cell talks to another. When you disrupt that communication, the nervous system breaks down. Okay? BHA disrupts nerve cell to nerve cell communication. You don't want that. It's not good. And it builds up in your body, by the way. It's not if you eat a little bit and you're okay. No, it builds up. So if you eat a little bit today and you eat a little bit later in the week, it builds up. It doesn't, your body doesn't get rid of it fast. So it accumulates. And you're going to start having the headaches, and you're going to start feeling anxious and nervous on BHA. So if please avoid the box foods, right? We're going to pick the foods in the outside aisles, but if you have to do it, fine. I get it. Sometimes that's that 20% of your grocery bag can be from the middle aisles. If you got a box or a can, just avoid the ones that have BHA. The other one you want to avoid completely. Okay, the other one you want to avoid is propylgalate. P-R-O-P-Y-L, propylgalate, G-A-L-L-A-T-E. Write that down. So you wrote down BHA, going to avoid it, and you're going to avoid propylgalate. Propylgalate is really toxic to any type of cell that's very metabolically active. Cells that are constantly working for you, right? Like your gastrointestinal tract, like your muscles, like your heart, and of course the brain cells. Pretty important cells that we need to keep healthy. Well, guess what? Propylgalate hurts them, as best as I could say it. So yeah, you want to avoid BHA and propylgalate. I get it. Sometimes you're on a budget, it's hard. Sometimes the canned quick food is easy. I get it. I'm not asking you to be perfect, but we do need to be better. And if you are going to have to buy that canned food once in a while, or that prepackaged food, just don't do it if you see BHA or propylgalate. Artificial sweeteners, I'm running out of time here. Just don't do it. Drink water. If you know you don't need all that sugar in your drinks, but you want to go to the diet stuff, no, come on. All those artificial sweeteners, those are pure chemicals. They damage nerves. They damage your heart. Just stop it. No more artificial sweeteners. And the last thing, artificial colors. I had a whole chart here. By the way, you can find these charts in my book, The Supplement Pyramid, How to Build Your Personalized Nutritional Regimen. That's available at mysupplementpyramid.com. In there, you can have charts. I show you what are some natural things you can use to color your food and sweeten your food with. Yeah, we got a sick food chain, which means we're sick. It's not that hard. It's not a big mystery. Stay healthy by eating fresh, healthy food. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.